Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dee's Dating Diary. I'm Dee. I'm your host for the show. And I have T with me, our returning co-host.
Hey, world.
Today's topic is really a continuation from my last two shows, which have been about courtship and where it's gone and some of the things that women can do to kind of get our power back and get men to start putting that effort and that courtship that we really need into dating and relationships. So today I want to first address giving up your life for your new man. I really think that this is a lot of, this is a problem that a lot of women face. It's something that I really think we have to kind of do away with because, you know, we get in these relationships and give our everything to this man and we forsake everyone else that we've loved and come to trust and know over the years. So I really want to hear what T thinks about the whole idea of getting in a relationship and essentially forgetting about your family and friends.
Well, for me, it wasn't that hard because I was the only member of my family that wasn't in a serious relationship. And they weren't really so demanding of my time because they were all busy with their own relationship. So once I transitioned into a serious relationship, I never really encountered any problems. I mean, my mom jokes about, oh, you don't call me no more since you're with your girlfriend and all that. But that's just family jokes. She knows how to reach me. And like I said, we still talk sometimes twice a day, sometimes every other day. Like, we keep in contact. It's just hard.
Well, that's really interesting that you said that your mom actually jokes about the fact that she doesn't hear from you as much, even though it's a joke. You know, a lot of jokes, a lot of comedy actually comes from a place of, you know, realism, a place of truth. So, you know, I think that's great that you still, you know, keep in touch with your family.
Right. But like I said, they understand that I'm an adult and they're adults. And when they were going through their beginning life phase with their significant others, they didn't talk to their parents every day. Or,
well, that's interesting.
Just take it all for a grain of salt. Just take it for what it's worth.
Well, I appreciate your honesty there. Now, obviously, when you get into a serious relationship, you're not going to see your friends and family as often. But you really shouldn't just stop communicating with people altogether. You know, these are the people that have loved you and been there for you since day one. And most men don't give up their friends and life for you. So why should you do that for men? You know, don't forget that your friends and your family can miss you when you're in a relationship. So don't forget to keep up with them. Keep in touch with them. If you can't see them, that's fine. But call, text. It's 2014. You can Skype if you have issues with your minutes. There's always something that you could do. Now, I think that when you take the time to keep up with your friendships, your family, the people that you've known long before your new boo came along, you'll find that it's actually a lot easier to be a little less available to the guy that you're dating. And if you don't have friends, if you don't have family members you can talk to, then you need to pick up a hobby. Like, for real, find something to do with your time. Find something that interests you, stimulates your mind. I mean, you can go to Barnes & Noble and just walk through the different sections and look for a good book that'll keep you entertained. And when you're reading, that's your personal time. That's your busy time, though. You shouldn't be accepting your new boyfriend's calls when you're enjoying yourself reading your book. You know, that's a part of not being so available to someone. And I know you'd rather talk to your boo than read a book, but the truth is you need to act like you have a life, because if you don't, you'll give a man the impression that he kind of has to create a life for you and keep your needy behind occupied. Now, what do you think about that, T? I mean, do you think that being just overly available can give a man the impression that you may be needy or need a lot of attention?
Well, not only that, it can give the man the impression that he doesn't have to adjust his life to fit into yours, because you're going to be constantly available to him so he can do whatever he wants.
Right. Now, I really do think that it's true that your scarcity will increase a man's desire for you. It's the whole concept of supply and demand. For example, if there's a high supply of something, there's not going to be a very high demand for it. But when something is scarce, when there's a low supply of something, the demand for that thing goes through the roof. And I really think that this concept applies directly to dating. The more available you are, the less someone will actually want to see you. However, if you're, you know, if you're hard to see, if you're hard to lock down for a date, trust me, a man will constantly be trying to fit himself into your schedule.
Or that man will think that you're becoming more and more unavailable because you're not intimate with him, you don't want to be with him. So it's really, you really have to walk a fine line. You know what I'm saying? Got to find that delicate balance, the ebb and flow, the yin and the yang. Everything has to be perfectly in sync.
I think you actually make a really good point there because, you know, a lot of my so-called rules or principles that I think women should stick with, it really is a balance. You can't do everything so stringently because, just like T said, you may let a man think that you're not that interested. So it is a bit of a give and take. It is a bit of a push and pull. You can't completely be distant and completely unavailable. It's a fine line that you have to walk.
Right. You don't want to be the girlfriend that's, you know, saying constantly with her man. And you don't want to be the friend that your friends can't get in touch with you because you're always with your man or with your woman. You know, you still have to find time to include your friends because that's what really is going to help you get through the tough times in your relationship.
Okay.
It's keeping that balance, that tactfulness with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Keeping in touch with your friends.
That's some real words.
Because if you don't keep in touch with your friends and you go through something with your girl, you can't call your friend because he's like, no, don't call me and talk to me about her problems. Because when I wanted you to go shoot hoops or when I wanted you to come watch the LSU football game with me last week, you couldn't do that because you were with her. So now you deal with her problem by yourself.
Right. I think that that is a really great point. And I've seen that a lot of times. I mean, you know, women that leave all their friends behind and then you go through something in the relationship and that's when you want to call your friends. That's when you want them to be there for you. But instead, they're like, hey, I'm out here living my own life. I've had to readjust and go find other friends or occupy my time because you don't give me that time anymore. And no one's going to want to sit there and listen to the woes of your relationship when you can't even take time to see how they're doing. What's going on in their life? You call them only with your drama. That's only going to fly for so long. And for the women that have been out there doing this, leaving their friends and family behind for the new boyfriends, you know, I'm telling you the truth.
But I will say this. If you're going to want to spend all of your time with some person, make sure that that's the right person. Make sure that that person is going to be there when your friends are not. That's the only excuse. I mean, if you think that the person you're with is worth everything and anytime you need to talk to the person you're with or y'all won't go through anything, you feel that you won't need your friends as much. I mean, I guess it's up to the individual and it depends on the friendship and the relationship that the individual is involved in.
You make some great points, T. You really do. And, you know, all in all, I think that if you stick to keeping a life of your own, maintaining your life and not dropping all of your relationships, your friendships for your new man, you'll actually start to feel like you can't accommodate all the time your man wants to spend with you. And that's a good thing. You shouldn't be sitting here ticking friends off the list, ticking family off the list to sit here and spend all this time with a man. And just like T said, do you even know if this man is right for you? Do you know that he's going to be there for you when you really need it? Because maybe when you go through something and you turn to him, when he's not there, you hope that there'll be a friend that'll be willing to pick up the line when you call.
Right. So you want to strike that balance. Don't give up your friends for your relationship. Don't give up your relationship for your friends.
Right. And, you know, if you don't have friends, if you don't have family or things to do outside of work, like I said, find a hobby. Find something you enjoy. Maybe it's blogging. Maybe it's podcasting. Maybe it's hiking, volunteering. Anything might interest you. But if the only thing that interests you is men, okay, fine. Start going to some dating seminars. Read some self-help and dating books. Do something. Keep yourself self-occupied. And, you know, I say that this is just my opinion, you know, so I'm open to everyone else's perspectives, but I really do feel like no matter what the situation is, you never drop your family. You never drop your friends that you have trustworthy relationships for a new boyfriend that you've, you know, that you just met, that you're still just getting to know. And another example I kind of like to use of kind of like, you know, pulling back a little bit and not being, you know, available every single day of the week to the new man you're dating. It's kind of like food. For me, I know if I eat, say, spaghetti for 4 or 5 days in a row, I definitely can't eat spaghetti for at least another week or two. And I may be stretching it with this analogy, but I kind of think it does apply to dating. If a man is seeing you for 5, 6, 7 days straight in a week, that day 8, day 9, yeah, he's probably going to want to take a break and, yeah, go shoot hoops with his friends or go do something else. You know, too much of something can make you get sick of it. So really, us women, we have to do better in dating. And I know this is a lot to take in, and a lot of this will be hard to do. But the truth is, practice makes perfect. I'm not going to sit here in front like all this stuff is easy to do and you could just hold steadfast to like that. But the truth is, it's the more you do it, the more you get better at it, the more it'll become second nature to you and feel easy breezy. And I think that, you know, sometimes you'll probably need to come back and replay my podcast. It's okay. Replay my episodes. Hear me out again. Hear T out again. Remind yourself why you made these changes to begin with.
One more quick thing about the whole time delicacy thing. What you really want to avoid is giving up your relationship for your single friends, because that will put the strain on your relationship, because your significant other will be like, maybe it seems like I'm taking up too much of your time because they don't have anything else to do. So they always have time.
Excuse me.
So it's always going to be some single friends that you have that are always going to be like, I need to spend more time with you.
Right. And you know what? You make a great point, because with your single friends, I mean, their free time is endless. Essentially, they have way more time that they could devote to seeing you and hanging out with friends than you do. So I, you know, T makes a great point. You have to know how to strike that balance. Yes, you still need to see your single friends, of course, but you can't see them every day. You're not going to be role dogs. You're not going to be partners in crime like it used to be back in college or your high school days or whatever. But, you know, don't forget about them, but you can't prioritize them over your man. So I really appreciate you adding in that little tidbit there. I think you do make a really good point that you cannot just completely put your single friends over your new boyfriend. Now, I also want to address for some of the single women out there, I know that there is a debate around the issue of whether you should continue to date someone or date people when, say, you're even emotionally unavailable. And I think that even if you think that a man is not going to be your match, he's not going to be your husband, I still think you need to date this man, date these people, get out there, put yourself out there, and practice the things that you know hold you back in dating. The more you do something, the more it'll be easier to do in the future. So I think that, you know, it's better to mess up with a guy that it's not going anywhere with than to mess up with the man of your dreams. And we all know it. We all know that it's hardest to be on your best behavior with the men that you want the most. But I really want to know what T's perspective is on this. Do you think that it's wrong for women to continue to date when they know a man may not be for them, or maybe they know they're not in the perfect emotional place to be dating?
Well, that all depends on what do you want to accomplish from these dates. Well, like, if you want to use these dates as a learning experience, by all means. But if you're going to be dating, just to be dating, you have to be careful, because you might end up falling for the man that you don't want to be with.
Oh, I think that's a really good point. It's very actually easy to fall for the wrong person. And, you know, when you ask, like, what is the dating for, you know, I say that this dating is really just more so to work on yourself, to kind of see those bad habits that you have or those negative attitudes that you exhibit when you're dating so that you can know those things you need to change. And if it's something that you can't change for the moment, okay, learn how to downplay it. So, wow, you know, yeah, I really love that you said that you can fall for the wrong person. And I think I'm going to have to devote a whole nother show to that because, I see that all the time. But honestly, if you've been doing the same things over and over in dating, how can you expect different results? You want change? Well, the change starts with you. You need to know that you deserve better. I don't care if you think you're ugly, mean, boring, or overweight. You have something that every man on this planet wants. Your cookie. Okay? And men have started wars over some cookie. Yes. Okay? So if a man has approached you and gotten your number, there's no reason that you should compromise what you want. I mean, as long as that's within reason, of course. But really, we make the rules, ladies. I mean, that's not what's going on right now in dating, but essentially, we can make the rules. And if we make the rules, men will follow them. If you let a man take you to Redbox on your first date and then back to his place, he'll probably never do more than that for you. But what do you think about that, Tremaine? I mean, do you think that if a man puts in very minimal effort like that, there'll be change in the future?
I agree. If all I got to do to get some cookies is go to Redbox, spend $1.20 and bring you back to my place, by all means, those are the cookies I'm going to get. If I go to the grocery store to buy cookies, I get the cookies that's on sale.
Crazy. But it's true. It's really, really true. I mean, and I'm telling you, if you went back to his place with that red box movie and you gave it up to him that night, that's definitely the most effort he is going to put into it. And let me ask you, if that does sound familiar, if you have been in that type of situation where you let a man just get a movie, take you back to his place, and you end up giving the panties up that night, I mean, are you in an exclusive relationship with that man now? I'll let that marinate for a second.
Are you pregnant for him?
Oh my goodness. But, you know, I'm not saying that a man needs to go and take you to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse or anything, but a little effort, a little courtship goes a long way. And a little tip for any male listeners out there, you know, a cookie is much better when you put the necessary effort into making it the right way. Do those things that you're supposed to do to get your cookie to come out just the way you like it. You won't regret it, men. You won't. So, I mean, he doesn't need to spend a fortune on you, but he does need to put in effort. He does need to chase you. And it's actually kind of funny that us women have such a hard time doing those things that will get us exactly what we want in the long run. You know, I think about this concept in terms of long-term gratification or happiness versus short-term gratification. And I'll put these in real-life terms so we can all get a good picture of this. Okay. So short-term gratification would be calling your man frequently to quench that yearning to talk to him, to see him, whatever. And long-term gratification would be not calling him as much and not seeing him as much or dropping your life for him. So that he actually does feel a little itch to call us frequently, to see what we are up to and when the next time he's going to see us. So I think following my little principles here will actually help us in the long run because it'll allow us to get to know a man slowly and get to know him for who he actually is, to see if he is the type of man that wants to call us and spend a lot of time with us and put effort into courting us. It's easy to get attached to the wrong person, just like T just said. If you let yourself be overly available to someone too soon, oh, you can fall into that trap real quick. So really, by being less available, you'll get to see a man for who he really is. and let the dating process progress as it's naturally supposed to.
But you know how I look at this whole series of events, from like meeting to dating and trying to strike a balance with your time and finally getting the cookies? Because I'm a hunter. I look at it from like hunting. The most fun part of the hunt isn't actually killing the animal. It's finding it, stalking it, trying to get close to it as you can before you finally execute it.
Wow.
And like, that's the same thing in relationships. If I go up to a woman and 30 minutes later I'm in bed with her, I don't feel satisfied because I didn't get to exercise that primordial desire to stalk your prey.
Mm. I really love that analogy. That's a great comparison. I mean, a lot of men do like hunting, do like, you know, fishing, and it is about stalking your prey.
Patience.
So let a man be patient for you, ladies. Build more desire around yourself. Increase your circulation demand by not being overly available. And I know this is no easy task, but it's a win-win situation, ladies. Now, if with all this, though, a man will still not treat you respectfully, i.e., for example, he won't call you at appropriate hours, he won't take you out on a date or ask you out in advance, and he won't even put effort into anything with you, then honestly, he'd rather find an easier cookie to eat. And that's not the kind of man that's worth your time, unless that's what you're looking for to occupy your time until you do meet the right man. But like we said, be careful, because you could fall for the wrong man. Now, I really appreciate everyone tuning into this show. I know this podcast has come a few days late, and Dee's Dating Diary podcast is actually going to be changing to a monthly podcast. Now, I know this may upset some of my listeners, so if you truly do want me to continue a weekly podcast, send your petition, send your write sentiments, your write your congressman, write your comments to dsdatingdiary@gmail.com if you want me to continue with the weekly podcast. Again, that's dsdatingdiary@gmail.com. That's DEESDATING. DIARY@gmail.com. I really appreciate all of my listeners that have been faithfully tuning in. And if you haven't already been keeping up with my blog, please go to dsdatingdiary.wordpress.com and you'll see some wonderful dating and relationship advice on there. A lot of the stuff I talk about on my podcast, I've also posted on my blog for some people that prefer to read their content than listen to it. So please check out my blog. And if you really want that weekly podcast to continue, go ahead and email me and let me know. If not, well, till next time. D.